This next poem is called The Nexus of Phantoms. In a lorikeet cave, motions exist of disintegrated swans. In a translocated lake brimming with harvested poisons sealed by corruptive postmortems. Such swans staggered by microbial reasoning, their aggressive nest anatomical with anomaly, with drifts of strenuous incarnadine leanings, with a thirst which hurdles conspiratorial invasives, alive with coronal oceanics, open like a clouded trail of rendings. Analogous with the auks, the pelicans, the mergansers, perhaps with the petrels and the gannets under the power of darted mocking orations. The swans looking back on solemn blood perusal like a form of death breaking roses on a shore. It is the example of phonograms of lost and compacted lenses turning within a charismatic fall line or an isonef, or what an avian would announce in Greenland as a katabatic wind. The swans like a haze of magnetism or implied gondola locations where the scent of each lorikeet is consumed and brought to dazzling eclipse refulgence. In another foci, in another depth, their form self-challenged in a cloak of suns, their power de-revealed with seven moons burning, reduced to two intense incendiary magnets. And these incendiary magnets, like a nexus of phantoms, scattered across a geometric optometry.